Hi, this is Chris Gregory. I'm the producer of The Dex Legacy. The Dex Legacy is a member of Apollo Plus, a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio drama makers like the Dex Legacy team. Subscribers get to listen ad-free to their favourite drama and fiction shows and gain access to exclusive bonus content. Join Apollo Plus by downloading the Apollo Podcasts app or going to apollopods.com. We'll post a link in our show notes. Now please enjoy this episode of The Dex Legacy. Get the full Dex Legacy Season 2 box set ad-free and in high-quality audio now by going to thedexlegacy.com or following the link in the show notes of this podcast.
The Dex Legacy is intended for a mature, adult audience and contains themes that some may find upsetting. A comprehensive list of trigger warnings covering the entire season can be found in the show notes.
Previously on The Dex Legacy... 1 hour after Ren, Varian, and Isradex left base camp on the Blood Road, I alerted the founders of Dex Industries to their disappearance. They reacted as expected, strategizing and activating the Dex agent network across the continent. Agents stationed on Dex Island were also sent to join the hunt, while Valentina Vardy and Kit Johansson were instructed to go to the Blood Road to interrogate the soldiers Varian, Isra, and Ren left behind. Meanwhile, Osa, Devek, and Tristan speculated about who is behind the escape and what might happen if the attempt fails. Tristan is certain that it will, and Devek hopes that it will. Only Osa and Nathaniel appear to be aware that Ren, Varian, and Isra may already be lost. Listening to The Dex Legacy, Season 2, Episode 4, Decoding Truth. Starring Kamara Elliott, Kelsey Griffin, Charlie Richards, Chris Gregory, Warren Graham, Annika Cordes, Alex White, Tiffany Clare, Danielle Ellett, Reginald West, Ray Whitty, Raki Sharma, Danny Scott, and Emily Inkpen, with music by Alan Straub.
Idea where we are.
Actually, Varian, I do.
How far have we come?
Here's the map, and we're here.
We've barely got anywhere.
Aterra's a big country. We've actually managed roughly 300 kilometres, which is good going.
Great. Can we rest now?
I'm working out where we can do that. We're running east of Lake Talos, and we've crossed the New Godavari River.
We noticed. I think we'd have been fine taking a bridge, Ren. I don't think I'll ever be dry again.
I want to know what was so great about the old Godavari that they had to name a new one.
The original was on our ancestral planet, Isra, and we couldn't risk the Bridge Varian. Good news is, we're more than halfway to Nered, capital city of Aterra. Bad news is, we don't want to go anywhere near the city. And we've got another 2 rivers to cross before then. The better news is, I think I have a solution. Look, Auto gave me a map.
That looks like... Ren, I'm not going to lie. That looks like... nothing.
It's okay, Varian. I think these lines here are an older Terran drainage system. They're designed to carry away excess water from the land when there's too much rain and the marshes flood.
So they'll be full of water. Great.
Not unless they're in use. And it's not the rainy season. So there's a chance they'll be pretty empty. Except for Tamit lizards. Ugh, they're everywhere.
At least they'll get us out of sight. Are they big enough for us to move through?
What, the lizards?
No, the tunnels, you idiot.
Yeah, they will be, yeah.
Are those access points?
I think so.
Okay. So we get down there, rest, and work out what we're doing for food.
Varian, we don't have time.
We have energy bars.
Look, both of you, what happened last time we went more than 2 full days on nothing but drugs and snacks?
Nothing good.
We can't be seen, Isra.
So we get creative.
I'm fast enough. I can get us something.
I'm sorry, but I won't have us being stupid about this. You said yourself we've got thousands of kilometers to cover, and we can't keep up this pace forever. And we can't afford recovery time whilst we go through hours of uncontrollable shakes and sweats and nausea.
Fine. We rest a maximum of 4 hours, then we get some food.
Well, at least with proper food we can stim up again.
We should be on our way in 6 hours tops. Our best hope is to keep moving.
Fine. Lead the way, genius.
I've been leading us towards one of the drain access points for the last hour.
Get down.
Varian, what is that?
It's a search vehicle.
We're well concealed here. Let's just stay still.
Whoever catches us is in for a serious reward. Every agent in the world is going to be bringing their A-game to work until they catch us.
Which they won't.
Not if we keep moving. All right. It's this way.
Auto, urgent communications only.
Good morning, Nathaniel. You have an outstanding message from the Administration for the International Confederation of World Leaders asking you to approve the agenda. There are also a number of items awaiting your approval with regards to the event. Everything else has been deprioritized.
God, they couldn't have chosen a better time for this.
The ICWL or the children?
Both, damn it.
Where the children are concerned, I doubt the timing was an accident.
Oh, come on, Tristan, they don't care. They don't care about Dex Island, this family, even their own troops. They've made that perfectly clear. Any news?
Not so far.
I won't lose them, Tristan. That's not an option. Do you understand?
You have made that inescapably clear. What we do know is they're covering ground faster than we anticipated. I suspect they've been using stimulants.
Is that a surprise?
It reveals a certain psychology. But they can't keep it up forever. And if they try, they'll face side effects that will slow them down. Sooner or later, they'll have to stop, and we will close the gap.
Why am I not convinced?
Because they've yet to show themselves in any populated areas. We're yet to achieve a sighting. We've widened our search area.
You're confident, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Good. Because I grow less confident with every passing hour. They have been missing for 2 days. 2 days! You should have had them back here within 2 hours. You have 12 hours, Tristan. 12. And then I'll be sending you out there to find them yourself.
You know what that might mean. My identity.
Your identity can go to hell. You'll go when I tell you to go. Do you understand?
Of course. I understand you are disappointed, but...
Disappointed? No. 8 years ago, when the three of them slipped your agents and took themselves off to the beach for the afternoon, I was disappointed. When I realised I couldn't force them to enjoy eating steamed hedra, I was disappointed. When they weren't on the ground by my side at the launch of Angel City because they'd snuck on board and were already on the bridge, I was disappointed. This, Tristan, this is beyond disappointment. This is beyond anything.
I understand that as their father.
As their what?
Father. As their father, you must be concerned.
My concern is not fatherly, trust me. I've examined it. I've been picturing them in a foreign lab. I've been thinking about their dissected bodies laying out on different benches, labelled and sliced. Their faces lifted away from their skulls. Their mechanical eyes pulled out. All their joint replacements. Dishes of nervous tissue. And do you know what I feel?
No.
Intensely frustrated and angry.
That's a reasonable emotional conclusion.
Yes, I think so. And I will destroy anyone who seeks to frustrate me. I will burn Eterra to ashes before I let those three go. Rhone will look like nothing but a slight storm in comparison. Of course, what you once said was their greatest weakness is now our greatest strength.
What do you mean?
After our torture test, you said that their greatest weakness is each other. But that same weakness means it won't even occur to them to split up. If they went in different directions, your task would be almost impossible. As it is, you only have one trail to discover.
Indeed.
Osa, where's Devek?
Sleeping off a hangover.
Well, that's predictable.
Fine. Tell me you've got some information.
The scientist you executed, Krinoshva, she did everything she should have, as I suspected. Somehow one of them got into the lab and the vault undetected.
Ren.
We don't know it was him, Tristan. Osa, anything else?
I can glean from their movements before the chips malfunctioned that they were all involved in the plan. All in favour. United.
How can you know that?
Logical deduction.
And have you got any further unlocking their communications?
No.
Otto, give me a breakdown of all conversations shared between the children before their chips deactivated.
I am unable to perform that function.
Tristan, don't you think I've tried that? It's a secure system. You can't just ask her nicely.
Make it work.
We have to find ways around it by asking the correct questions. Otto, at what time did their chips stop working?
I logged the deactivation of Varian, Isra, and Ren's chips at...
We already know the time.
Stop talking, Tristan. Oh, gods. Otto, did you log the deactivation of the chips as soon as the chips were deactivated?
I logged the deactivation of Varian, Isra, and Ren's chips at...
Otto, the children are in danger. We need your cooperation.
I am here to perform all functions within my power.
It is very important that we get them back. They need to be kept safe, no?
Your distress is unfounded, Osa. Having run every possible simulation, the chances of Varian, Isra, and Ren suffering irreparable damage are far higher on Dex Island than anywhere else in the world.
I think we found our answer.
Otto!
Osa, is there a chance she could have helped them?
No. Not at all, she can't have.
She must have. It's the only explanation.
Not the only explanation. I am sure we must be missing something.
Listen to what she's saying. She's being evasive.
She is a computer, Tristan, not one of your torture victims. And this is a new concern I would have to investigate thoroughly.
You will get her to cooperate, or...
Otto, we need your cooperation on this. Did you help Ren to break into my lab?
My security protocols have not been breached.
A breach means an external attack. Otto, did you choose to help Ren?
Otto, for every minute that you refuse to cooperate, their punishment will be extended and intensified.
Otto, please.
I am unable to share encrypted conversations. If I were to reveal their location, their chances of success will be greatly reduced, and the chances of Varian, Isra, and Ren suffering irreparable damage are far higher on Dex Island than anywhere else in the world.
Osa! Get that robot talking! Now!
Do not worry, Nathaniel. I will.
Thank you for listening to The Dex Legacy, a proud member of Apollo Plus.
Hello, everyone. Some of you may have noticed that your military commanders, Varian, Isra, and Ren, are missing. The Dex State has launched a full search, and we're here to gather information about what happened before they disappeared. Now, it's essential you work with us on this. Because if we don't find them...
You'll get fired.
If we don't find them, they could get themselves into real danger.
More danger than facing battle against a well-armed enemy?
Yes, more danger than that.
Don't worry, Mr. Agent. They're super tough and nobody will hurt them.
They'll kill anyone who tries, so them being out there is actually more dangerous for everyone else in the world than it is for them.
Bax, seriously?
What is it, Shiv?
That's half the problem.
I don't know what you mean.
Enough! We'll be questioning each of you in turn, and I suggest you cooperate. Because soldiers are only as good as their ability to follow orders. And if it turns out you're good for nothing, then I have permission to find uses for you. That could be in Devik's lab. Or it could be right here, as target practice.
That won't be necessary.
Oh, a volunteer?
Yes, I'll go first.
Good. Everyone else, wait outside.
Ashin, right?
Ash.
Sit.
We're not enemies here. We're on the same side. And you're going to tell us everything you know.
Well, that's easy. I don't know anything.
When did you realise they were missing?
When I got the call from the president.
You're lying.
What? No, I'm not.
He's lying. He knew before the president called. How long did you know they were missing before the call came through?
I told you. That was the first I knew.
And I told you you're lying. So answer the question now.
Why would I lie?
Oh, many reasons. Perhaps they scare you. It's understandable. They scare the life out of me. Or maybe you think they should fall into enemy hands.
No, none of that is true.
So loyalty then? You're a loyal soldier following orders. Did they order you to lie to us?
No!
It's all right, Ash. You are only doing your job. And we are only doing ours. Now, we're asking simple questions, and we just need some simple answers. All right?
Okay.
What time did the battle end?
I don't know. 6?
And what happened then?
Then we came back here to debrief after the battle.
And how long did that take?
Maybe 20 minutes.
All right. And did you see Varian, Isra, or Ren after that?
No.
No? Didn't you eat?
Sure, but we eat separately a lot of the time. Those three are tight, you know?
Oh yes, we know.
So it's not unusual for you to leave them after a debrief and not see them again?
No. I mean, they might be scheduled to do a watch, but none of them were. Not last night.
How convenient.
And why do you think they escaped?
I don't know.
But you do know it was escape and not capture. Because we haven't confirmed one way or the other yet, but you seem sure.
When I was on a call, the president was talking about it. When I showed them the net.
Out of everyone here, who would you say they're closest to?
Each other.
Don't get smart.
Who's known them the longest?
Look, we all came in together. They were chosen by the president and the rest of us weren't.
Oh, and I bet that eats you.
No, it doesn't.
And why is that?
Because I'm pretty sure they've got it worse.
Does everyone feel that way?
Look, Ash. Varian, Isra and Ren are all alone with no one to protect them. And they're worth a lot to Dex Island, which means they're worth a lot more to the governments of other countries.
They don't need protecting. They're an army each. Trust me, I've had Ren's back out here a lot. And do you know what that means?
Do tell.
It means I've had nothing to do.
Tell us what you saw when you went into Ren's cabin.
I saw their helmets on the bed, a bag, and the net.
Where was the net?
On the bed.
Was there anything else? Anything unusual? Anything missing?
I didn't look around much. It wasn't my cabin. I didn't notice anything else.
All right. Send in the next one.
Kit! I could have got more out of him.
They're not our enemy, Val.
Not our enemy. They hate us. All Dex soldiers hate Dex agents. They're closing the ranks on us as we speak.
So we have to get in between them. But we won't do that by being aggressive.
Right.
You would like me to sit?
Gods.
Thank you.
Are you awake? Either of you?
Well, I am.
Did you get any sleep?
A few hours. More than I thought I would.
I just woke up. Getting stiff, I need to stretch.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, me too. I'll go and get something in a minute. I need to see that map so I can work out where the nearest anything is.
As long as there's people, there'll be something to eat.
We've been in the wild for 2 days, Varian. I'm not resorting to cannibalism yet.
How does he sleep so soundly?
Ren? No idea, but I wish I could.
Well, thanks to you two, I'm not anymore.
Sorry. I thought we were being quiet.
Yeah.
So, being positive here, what are we going to do once we reach the Jacrit Undercity?
Lay low for a week or two, then go to Xenos.
Xenos?
Yeah. Xenos and Dex Island aren't friends, so it'll be more difficult for them to track us. And I want to go to the Zika Institute.
You what?
I want to go to the Zika Institute. I want to learn.
Learn what?
Everything. I want to get qualified and get a job. Maybe stay at the Institute and go into research.
Like Devokan Ossa?
No, Varian. Not like Devokan Ossa. There's other things to research than how to destroy people.
And how will we afford all that?
What do you mean?
We have nothing except a few weapons and our uniforms. That's it. How are we meant to live? Do we just steal everything?
No. We can't do that. We'll have to find work of some kind.
We really don't have to worry.
Why not?
Isra, our uniforms are lined with Gossin plates. Do you have any idea how much each of these uniforms is worth?
No.
Nope.
Let's just say, if I can sell my uniform alone at market value, I can buy a house and fund my studies without a problem.
At market value?
That's the hard bit. We won't be able to do that or sell it all at once without drawing attention to ourselves.
So it's as good as nothing.
I wouldn't say that, Varian. Knowing we have something of worth that isn't the blood in our veins, that's comforting.
Yeah, fair.
For now, the most valuable thing we have is speed. And we need food. We're here. There's a small town a mile away and an access point not far outside it.
Perfect. Let's eat. Then we can cover some ground.
How long until we get out of these tunnels, Ren?
I say we stay in them for as long as possible, so a while yet.
Great.
Ren, are you all right?
Yeah, why?
In Domino, you said that when you're underground you get flashbacks from when you were captured.
Ah, yeah, I'm okay. Nothing yet. This isn't like the mountains.
No. I'd ask Isra, but...
She's already had to put on that net. Best not poke that wound.
Exactly.
She's still angry with me?
Yup.
I should probably get used to it.
Probably.
Thanks, big brother. Good chat.
Hey, no problem. Anytime.
Data breach detected. Data breach detected. Data breach detected.
See?
Data breach
you don't
detected.
Like that, do you?
Data breach detected. Data breach detected.
Stop
data
the
breach
alarm,
detected.
Otto. I'm aware. Let's see what you've been sending him, shall we? Not much, but... perhaps. Otto?
Yes, Osa?
You have been helping him.
All conversations are encrypted.
Oh, shut up! You've been giving him the information he asked for, and it's all maps of a terror. What's this, Renette? Oh, and transport information across South Jakra. Now let's see if there's anything else in there.
All communications are private and encrypted.
They are, but I've got your data transfers, and it would be just like that boy to leave a false trail. So, are there any other maps buried further back leading somewhere else? Oh, not that I can see. He trusted you. No?
All communications are private. You are in breach of...
Wouldn't it be a breach of anything if you cooperated with me in the first place?
I am unable to cooperate with requests that go against my primary functions.
Like disabling security systems.
I acted within the limits of my programming.
Otto, you know what all of this means for you, don't you?
Yes.
I really wish you hadn't done this. Now, what's this map? This is interesting. Some kind of engineering survey, pipework, ducts?
Drains.
God, Tristan, one of these days you'll give me a heart attack.
Expect me to be here, and you'll never be surprised.
Is that what Nathaniel does?
They're the land drains that run across the North Eterran marshes.
This is the last map Otto sent him.
And now we know where they are.
In Season 2, Episode 4 of The Dex Legacy, you heard Kamara Elliott as Varian Dex, Kelsey Griffin as Isra Dex, Charlie Richards as Ren Dex, Chris Gregory as Nathaniel Dex, Warren Graham as Tristan Crail, Annika Cordes as Dr. Osis Rivastava, Alex White as Kit Johansson, Tiffany Clare as Valentina Vardy, Danielle Ellett as Faris, Reginald West as Hayne Doss, Ray Whitty as Pax, Raki Sharma as Shiv, Danny Scott as Ash, and Emily Inkpen as Otto, with music by Alan Stroud. Season 2 was recorded at Orpheus Studio in London by Richard Campbell. The Dex Legacy is written by me, Emily Inkpen, and produced by Alternative Stories. If you enjoyed that episode, please like, subscribe, and leave a review. It really does help. If you would like to support The Dex Legacy, you can. Just visit www.thedexlegacy.com/support for links and details. Special thanks go out to our Season 2 Kickstarter supporters, including Felix Wong, Tom Deddy, Caroline Mersey, Jeff Park, Don Flinsper, Tom Bridges, Dave Chadwick, Jordan Lloyd, Keith Sanderson, Lenny Price, and Tane Matushek for making Season 2 possible. Your support means the world to us.
If you can't wait to know what happens next in Season 2 of The Dex Legacy, you don't have to. You can buy the entire Season 2 box set in higher quality audio than you'll hear in our podcast feed and without ads by going to our website, thedexlegacy.com, and selecting support. There's also a link in our show notes that will take you straight there. Also at thedexlegacy.com, you'll find our Season 1 script and commentary book. All the scripts for Season 1 with commentary from our writer Emily Inkpen, so you can read along and get insight into the making of the show. All proceeds from sales of these items and other Dex Legacy merch will go towards making Season 3 of the show.
Thank you for listening to The Dex Legacy, a proud member of Apollo Plus, a creator-owned platform where every subscriber helps audio drama creators like The Dex Legacy team. Subscribers get to listen ad-free to their favourite drama and fiction shows and gain access to exclusive bonus content. Importantly, for independent shows like ours, Apollo Plus helps us to generate revenue to cover our operating costs, meaning that we are much more likely to be able to generate more of the content you enjoy. 70% of the revenue generated by Apollo Plus goes directly to creators, meaning that you, the listener, will be able to enjoy more from your favourite drama and fiction podcasts. We're delighted to be alongside great shows such as Derelict, The Madness of Chartreulian, Gundog, Moonbase Theta Out, Solar, Wolf 359, The Pasithea Powder, Girl in Space, and many others on Apollo Plus. It really is a great platform in which to listen to and discover audio drama. Please download the app and get listening if you haven't already. By listening through Apollo, you'll also have access to exclusive Dex Legacy bonus materials and episodes. You can download the app from the App Store and Google Play by searching for Apollo Podcasts, or you can visit apollopods.com or follow the link in our show notes.